By subject to peace of God, you're going to have to bear with me a little bit, brethren. My sight is beginning to deteriorate. I can see the notes, but I can't read them. Because there's going to be, if I make a few misnomers, please forgive me. But our subject is taken from John, the 14th chapter, the 27th verse. And our text for gathering this year is taken from John, where he says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Now, some translations render the text, "or let it be fearful." Both renderings are good. And as we consider these endearing words of our dear Lord, we wish to first of all want to see what the Lord's word peace means. We say, "Well, Brother Balko, that's a simple statement." But it is not that simple. It comes from a Greek word which means quietness, rest, security. What then should be our motives, our aim in this present time? To some it may seem strange to see, as we view the present conditions that surround us every day. And I don't know how it is out here, but back east we see loss of work, loss of health care, inability to purchase or pay for a home, and so forth. Yes, while there may be groaning and travail about us, we have a most precious and blessed day, joy, in spite of the conditions that surround us. But it becomes difficult to go amongst the people as they gather to the people and to see the conditions of the everyday lifestyle, life that's going on. We see, as we consider the words of John 14:27, we find that our dear Lord spoke these precious words to his disciples on the last day of his earthly life. And think about that. He knew he was going to die last day. He knew he would be put to death shortly and be branded a blasphemer against God, against his heavenly Father. Yet he was willing to endure all what lay ahead because of his great love for God. Yes, on that last night, Jesus desired to give his disciples a parting blessing and an inheritance of peace. This would be the grandest gift he could give the disciples as a parting blessing, and he prayed that it would be so. And how quickly the storm clouds of trouble and distress would befall our beloved Lord and his followers. Think of this, brethren. While Jesus was still speaking to the disciples, Judas, who had been with Jesus, was outselling the Lord for 30 pieces of silver. Our dear Lord would go through many harsh experiences, climaxing in the hall of Pilate, who gave him to Herod, for Pilate found no fault in Jesus. And yes, we look back at those times in our Lord's life, you wonder, well, how could they do such things to the Lord? You know, That's several thousand years ago, but it's no different today. How can some who profess Christianity, who profess to be followers of Christ Jesus, do the things that they do against our Lord, against His truth, against His sacrifice of what He gave up for you and me and for the entire human family? You know, in the closing hours of our Lord, dear Lord's life, all His disciples would leave Him. Peter, who boasted he would never leave Jesus, denied Jesus not once, but three times. And though our Master asked, if it be God's will to let this cup pass from Him, whatever His will, He would accept it. We call to mind these precious words of our Lord as He hung on the cruel cross. And He cried, "It is finished," and our dear Lord died. Now, shortly before we began our journey out here, as I looked out the window and kept seeing it snowing, and it's snowing, and it's snowing. And finally I said, "Well, I gotta go to bed. I gotta get up early in the morning." And whatever the Lord wills, we'll do it. And we were very blessed. Our oldest daughter, Karen, drove us to the airport without any trouble. So it took me a while before I finally lay down to rest and be have at peace and not worry about the amount of snow. So it was a little different ball game when I got up and went out to get into the car. You're stepping through 30 inches of snow, get into the car. And where do you go from there? Roads weren't plowed yet. But the Lord persevered, and we had a safe journey, the wonderful privilege of our daughter who was able to bring us safely to the 50 miles to the airport. You know, so our Master asked, if it be God's will to let our cup pass from Him, but whatever His will, He would accept it. Now we recall to mind these precious words of our Lord as He hung on the cruel cross and when He said, "It is finished." When He said that, He died right then and there. Scriptures tell us that the heavens became dark, the earth quaked, and the veil of the temple was rent too. Even Judas was filled with remorse and went out and hung himself. But we know that joy would soon fill the hearts of the disciples. For 3 days later, hope and blessings returned. Why so? Because Jesus was raised from the dead and appeared to those on various occasions. But the ransom was paid. Adam and all the human family was redeemed. That was the joy of it. That's what was in our heart of our Lord. Now, the thing about it is, they did not recognize Jesus by His physical appearance when Jesus was raised from the dead. Because His appearance had changed. You remember, He was Jesus when He was crucified, but He was Jesus the glorified when He was raised. And so there was a physical change in His appearance. And the words He spoke gave them great hope and peace. He told them that after He would ascend to the Heavenly Father, He would send a great Comforter, the Holy Spirit, which would give them great peace and knowledge concerning God and His plan for all mankind. Yes, the Holy Spirit. The richness of God's love and mercy and the peace of God He giveth us. Now this peace would flow like a river upon those and all the followers of the Lord throughout the gospel age. Peace, our blessed inheritance. It is not given to His followers for only a short time. No, it will abide with us through our entire lifespan. If we keep His trust in the Father and in the dear Son. But one might say, the Lord's people have the same besetments as the rest of mankind. They have illnesses. They have lose their loved ones in death. They may lose their work, even their home, their houses, and so forth. Which is true. True, the world, and true in the world we shall have tribulation. But the Lord said, in me he shall have peace. Each of us truly has faith in the love, in the power, and the wisdom of God. Now that is determined upon you. That is determined upon your personal heart attitude in regards to the truth and to the Word of God, whether you have peace in your experiences of life. Each of us knows that our Heavenly Father is aware of whatever befalls or whatever faces us as we strive to walk in a narrow way. Yes, dear brethren, no matter how fierce the storms of life may be, we each have a sure and steadfast foundation that we know lies in our Heavenly Father and His dear Son. Remember that Christ is our advocate. He is our surety. We have an advocate and our surety that we can come to the Heavenly Father with all our experiences. Also that our Heavenly Father knows our frame. He knows we have this hope of a new life in these weak earthly minds and bodies. He knows that as long as we trust and have hope in His precious promises, we are covered with the robe of Christ's righteousness. And for this very reason, dear brethren, the peace of God shall fill our hearts because we can hold strong and steadfast to that precious anchor, Jesus Christ. Yes, that peace of Jesus bestowed upon the dear disciples on that last night of His earthly life is still our precious gift. In Isaiah the 26th chapter verse 3 we read, Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed in thee. And also in Philippians the 4th chapter verse 7, And the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And how thankful we are, brethren, that our dear Lord Jesus opened a way for each of us to have this grand blessing of peace. And this is the peace that came into my heart, into my mind, as I was looking out the window and seeing all the snow falling. I thought, we're going to go to Sacramento no matter what. And no matter how much snow falls. And we came because I was at peace. And without that peace, it would have been a very hard journey. You know, as we experience some of the same trials and conditions as the rest of the human family, let each of us bear in mind that it was through that altogether lovely one, Jesus Christ, that we can have peace and joy which the world cannot take away. We are blessed to know that if we are faithful to our covenant of sacrifice, faithful even unto death, we will gain the prize of eternal life, that is immortality, and see our Lord and our Heavenly Father face to face. When this portion of God's plan is fulfilled, Blessings will shortly come to the poor, groaning human family. Many of us see no way out of the problems that are confronting them. And we'll continue until the church is complete. Every time I read this statement, thought comes into my mind where a young brother at a convention made the statement that we're 135 years in the kingdom. Of course, I gave my talk after him, so I corrected that. That if we're 135 years into the kingdom, then the church is complete. The kingdom will not come on this earth until the last member of the body of Christ is beyond the veil. That is absolute. And that's the way it'll be. So whenever somebody tells you things like that, you can stand fast and say, no, the kingdom's not here yet. Because you know why? You haven't made your change yet. No. Dear brethren, you know, many see no way out of the problems that are confronting them and continue to until the church is complete. And then blessings will flow to all the human family. Going back to the beginning of the human family in that lovely Garden of Eden. Well, I've been looking around and I didn't see Adam or Eve anywhere. The whole little village I live in. I didn't see Adam and Eve walking in the streets. Yes, in that glorious kingdom, each will have the opportunity to walk up the highway of holiness and gain life and peace and joy if obedient to his ways, to his principles. As the scriptures of Romans 8:35 states, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril of sword or sword? And also in Romans 8:28, I'm sure that's familiar to all of you. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. How thankful we are, brethren, that it was our beloved Lord who made all this possible. The Apostle James instructs each of us to be patient. James 5:71-3. By so doing, we can see the peace of Christ having influence in our daily lives. Yes, dear brethren, the peace of Christ and the peace of God will help each of us confront the problems and besetments of daily life for the times and for them and through them we can fully be assured. He knows, he cares. Even though our tears, whether they be of joy or sorrow, the loving arms of our Father and his dear Son gives each of us comfort, joy, and hope. Yes, dear brethren, as we think of the Lord and those faithful disciples, we are thankful for their spirit of love, for their spirit of devotion, joy, and peace. You know, throughout our own lives, I'm sure we call to mind our faithful servants who helped us in our walk in this narrow way. Those who, my personal life, although they were my parents, mother and father, but there was also Brother Woodworth, Brother Wilson, Brother Macaulay, all these old faithful brethren, these pilgrims who came and served us and taught us, and were examples of truth and of faith. I remember one brother, pilgrim brother, came to our home. He come into the house, and he lay down on our kitchen floor. He cried like a baby. He had such an experience. At this time, the Don was promoting television programs. And he had had such a terrible experience with one of the television programs in our area. Such a terrible experience that it just broke his heart. And he was very, very distraught. But we talked with him, and he became comforted, and he went on to serve other places throughout the east area, part of the country. But it was, to me, an amazing experience to see such heart, such a broken heart, such ridicule that he endured to the manager of the TV station. But it all passed by okay. Yes, dear brethren, the peace of Christ and the peace of God will help each of us confront the problems and the besetments of daily life. For in them and through them, we can daily be assured. He knows. He cares. Heavenly Father knows what you're going through. He cares what you're going through. And through our tears, whether it be of joy or sorrow, the loving arms of our Father and the dear Son give each of us comfort, joy, and hope. Yes, dear brethren, as we think of our Lord and those faithful disciples, we are thankful for their spirit of love, devotion, joy, and peace. And throughout our lives, I'm sure we call to mind faithful servants who helped us and walk in this narrow way. For some of us, this may have been our parents and other family members or brethren who gave us the precious gems of truth that continue to give us peace of mind and in heart. And I still have a lot of blessings from those faithful servants who have gone beyond the veil, who served us so faithfully in years past. We truly know that the loving Heavenly Father knows our frame. He knows our condition. He will always give us the peace we need to fight the good fight of faith. Yes, dear ones, if we are indeed faithful, even unto death, we will be blessed to sing the new song and be with our Lord and our Father and all things who make up the bride of Christ will be with the 144,000. This is my prayer for you all, that our Father continue to guide each of us and give us a peace of heart and of mind that only He and the dear Lord Jesus can give to each of us. You know, in preparing this talk, when our Lord Jesus was crucified, and when He was awoke, when He woke, life, when He came to life again, they didn't recognize Him right away. Because as a human being, He looked one way. But when He was transformed to life again, He didn't look the same. He couldn't have looked the same because now He was a spiritual being, and so there was a change. And that same thing happens, whether you realize it or not, when the bride members of the body of Christ die. In the instant of death, there's a change. Instantly. Because you're changed from a human to a spiritual being. And there's an you can't see a spiritual being, but the change is there and it happens. All the bride, the 144,000 that go beyond the veil, from human beings to spirit beings, there's a change in their appearance. It has to be that way. Because you can't be a human being, be a spirit being. In that instant of death is when it happens. The changes take place instantly. There's no sleeping in death for a long time before you're changed. No. It will happen instantaneously. Because you can't be two beings at once. You're a human being, then you're a spiritual being. That's the way it'll be. That's the assurance of the Word of God. You know, we truly know that our loving Father knows our frame. He knows our conditions. And He will always give us the peace of mind to fight the good fight of faith. Yes, dear brethren, if we are indeed faithful even unto death, we will be blessed to sing the new song and be with our Lord and our Father and all those who make up the bride of Christ, 144,000. This is why I know when those who say that the kingdom is already here, that's why I know that it's not here. Because I see many prospects of the bride this side of the veil, and they haven't made a change yet. Because the bride is not complete yet. May the Father continue to guide each of us and give us a peace of heart and mind that only He and that dear Lord Jesus can give to each of us. Where Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you." And He tells us, "Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." I pray for all, each one of you, that the Lord continue to bless you and keep you strong in His truth.